Well, praise the Lord, everyone. All right. So before we get into the lesson here, we're going to go into prayer. Okay? All hearts and minds clear. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that is yet to come. I ask that I decrease and you increase, so that the only thing that is said is what you want to go for. I pray that the lesson is a blessing to all of those who hear it, as it was a blessing to me. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today I want to talk about God wants to bless you. I know you got to believe it, you know. God is a good God. God is always giving to us, you know. Even when we don't deserve it, God is always giving to us. So I wanted to come from Deuteronomy 28:3-6 in the King James Version. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. So basically, everywhere you step, you are blessed. Okay? Everywhere you go, you are blessed. When you walk into this house of God, you were blessed. When you walk out of this house, you are blessed. That is how good our God is. So what I've been doing is, you know, listening to, you know, a lot of things and doing a lot of studying. I was so blessed with this message, and I really do hope that you all are as blessed with it as I was, because I mean, I was like so overwhelmed. So I'm not going to be before you long, so don't think I have like this a lot, but what I do have is so important, and it is so eye-opening that it's all you need right here, okay? So I was listening to Jesse Duplantis. You know, I always say that I listen to him because God has blessed him with financial wisdom based on the word. And so I really love listening to him. And so he was, according to Jesse Duplantis, there are four types of giving. There's the tithe, there's the first fruit, there's the alm, and there's the seed. And so I know we've talked about this before, but he went so in depth that I was just truly blessed by it. And so the way he explained it was that when you give alms, you're giving that to man, you're giving that to the poor. When you give your tithe, your first fruit, and your seed, that goes to God. So the only one that does not go to God is your alm, okay? So your tithe, that is your tenth. That is your blessing. It's a Malachi blessing. Malachi 3:10, you know, God will open up the windows and pour you out a blessing that there won't be room enough to receive. Okay, so when you think about that, that means that you're going to give your tenth and God is going to bless that tenth. Okay, now when it comes to your first fruit, he says that is a one-time giving based on raises. So when you get a raise at work, let's say your paychecks are now going to be $50 more, or let's say $100 more per month. You give that $100 that one time, because that's the first fruit of your raise. And then you, the Lord blesses you to keep the rest of it for the next 11 months until you go to another raise. Now, how good is that? I'm like, well, look at you, God. Like, no, you've given me and you're giving me. So no matter how you look at it, God is just continuing to bless us. So he blesses us with the raise. First, he blesses us with the job. Then he blesses us with the raise. And then he blesses us to keep 90% of what he blesses us with, you know. And so I just thought that was amazing. But I never saw the first fruit in that light, which makes it makes so much sense to me. And he says it's the whole thing. So if it's the, you know, you don't give a tenth of the hundred. You give the entire hundred the first time, and then the rest, you know, you just pay your, give your tenth on your paycheck or however you get paid. And then, so he mentioned Romans 11 and 16. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. If the root or the blessing that you have is holy, then everything that comes from that is blessed. Okay? So then he also mentioned Proverbs 3, 9 through 10, 9 and 10, I should say. And it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase, your raise. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. He didn't say it'll trickle out. He said it's gonna burst. Ooh, have you seen when things get so full? Like, think about when you see water balloons and things like that, and they get so full that they just explode. Think about that blessing. That is awesome. I am looking forward to that blessing. All right. So then he was talking about alms. And alms is, of course, giving to the less fortunate, you know, and blessing the poor. But he also mentions that in Matthew 6, 1 through 4, that you're to give it in secret. So I don't know if you all have ever looked on Facebook and things like that where, you know, and I think Pastor mentioned this, where someone will bless someone with money, or they'll bless them with shoes, or they'll bless them with something, but it's videotaped. Everybody knows, everybody sees what you're doing for this person that you're helping, but according to God's word, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do that in secret, and he will bless you in public or amongst everyone. He will bless you openly. And I just thought, like, wow, I actually never seen that. Just couldn't be honest. But I also believe in blessing that way. I don't like all of that, the accolades and things like that. I just like to bless. You know, I like to be a blessing to others. Because to me, it is a blessing to be a blessing. So now, when you give alms, then you're going to receive back what you gave. So if you give, let's say you give $50, $100 to someone, you'll get that back. God will give that back to you. There's no increase on it, is basically the way he explained it. It's going to man. So you'll get it back. It's just that it would be whatever you gave. And I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't give it to receive back, but it's good to know that, you know, in some way, I'll still be blessed. And then you have the seed faith. Now, we know at Oasis about the seed faith. You know, we talk about that a lot. I have learned a lot from the seed faith. You know, many, there have been times where I'm just like, I'm just going to believe God for this thing, and I'm going to plant a seed. And we'll see where it goes, you know. But it's not one of those, oh my gosh, I really hope God blesses me. I really do. No, I have faith that God will, so I just leave it alone. I keep it moving, you know. So I don't stress about those kind of things. So as I was listening to him, I realized that I do all of these things. That amazed me, first of all. I was like, oh, I do that? Not even, I feel like God led me to do these things, because it's not something that I thought about. It was just, I felt that I was led to do these things, so I did them. But in doing this lesson, I desire to do more. And I know I can do more. And I know God wants me to do more, and so I shall. But I will first let him direct me to let me know what I should do. I don't want to jump in head first. I learned that from Miss Pauline. She was quick to tell you, if the Lord didn't tell me that I was supposed to do that for you, I'm not going to do it. And I just love that about her. And at first I thought, well, that's just strange. Wouldn't you want to just help people? But she said that it is not, not everyone is in your view to help, that God has someone else to help that person. You're only supposed to do what he wants you to do. So I thought, okay, that makes so much sense. Oh, I miss her so. God wants you, wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others. A way to bless is, of course, through giving. Now, giving is a request from God. He asked us to give, okay? Now, giving through obedience shows God that he is first and that you trust him to do what he said he would do. Which we know according to Ephesians 3:20, that he can do exceedingly abundantly above, not just at it, but above all that we could think about. Like, I could think of some things, but he could do more. And the higher I think, the more he can do. And I'm like, wow. You know, I mean, I'm not like that. I'm not going to ask for $1 million, but if he wants to give it to me, I'm not going to turn it down. Okay? Just saying. But the thing is that it's not by our own might that all of these blessings come. It is by God who is in us. And so that right there, you know, just God just wants so much for us. A lot of times we don't ask, you know. A lot of times we are disobedient. And in ways that we are disobedient is that we mismanage money, you know. We're not obedient, you know. And so with that, if you want to be a blessing and if you want God to bless you, obedience, you know. So when you give, technically, you're giving God's money back to him because 100% of the money is his.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it says so in Psalms 24:1, the earth is God's and the fullness thereof, the world and I can't even read my writing, and they that dwelleth therein. So you are God's, the earth is God's. So everything in this world is God's, which means that your money is God's. So, but what he does for us is he makes us managers of the money. Okay? So when you manage the money, he gives you money to manage, and you do a good job of being the money manager, he'll give you more money to manage. That's in Matthew 25:23. Okay, so the question is, how good are your money management skills?
That's good.
Do you give to him first without a second thought, or do you look at your bills first and then you calculate to see if you'll have enough to give into the kingdom of God? I am a firm believer, no matter where we go, whenever we would, you know, military, you move. And so we would have to find somewhere to rent or whatever. And the first thing he'd say, I wonder how much can we afford? I said, okay, now I have removed the tie. Now this is what we can afford. First thing first, you know. And because we've done that for so long, you know, God has blessed. You know, because we try our best to be really good managers of God's money, because he's just blessed us so much. He trusts us enough to manage the money. So why would you not manage his money to the best of your ability? So even though we tend to mismanage 100% of God's blessing, with what he blesses us with, he allows us to keep 90% after, you know, you give your tithe, right? A good money manager, or a good manager of God's money, gives unto God what is God. So, he or she does it cheerfully. Okay? So you're going to give God back what belongs to God, and you're going to do it with a smile. Okay? Now, there is a blessing in managing God's money properly. Philippians 4:19 states that God will supply all of my needs. So why should I worry? Right? So why are you worried about the 10% that God is just asking you to give? Again, Malachi 3:10 says that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So in Carla's thought process, you won't have enough purses, wallets, pockets, duffel bags, suitcases. You won't have enough of any of that to contain the blessing that God has and wants to give to you. So, with that, and of course that is Carla's interpretation and paraphrase. So, if you're feeling pressured to give, don't do it. Don't do it. If you're giving to compete with someone else, don't do it. Your giving is between you and God. I also want to remind you, don't be ashamed of if your giving doesn't look like your neighbor's giving. You should give according to how God has blessed you, and that's in Deuteronomy 16:17. In Mark 12:41-44, Jesus said that the poor widow gave more than the rich did because she gave all she had according to her need. She gave all of what she had. But the rich people, they had enough. They were like, oh yeah, this is nothing but a drop in a bucket. But she, for her, it was everything. It was everything. And so I've been watching some YouTube testimonies. Oh my gosh. When I tell you that testimonies encourage faith.
That's right.
Really does. Because I kept telling myself, okay, we've watched like 10, 15, 20 of these. It's time to go to bed. But then I kept watching more and more. And the more I watched them, the more I wanted to do, the more I wanted to give, the more I believed that God was going to take care of me. I've always believed that. You know, that's just not been a question for me. But to know that you know that you know is something. And to see others being blessed, you know, because of their obedience and their faithfulness and their trust in God was just amazing to me. And, you know, faith to believe that God will bless me just as he blessed them, you know, is what I have, because he's no respecter of person. So if he'll bless them, he'll bless me, he'll bless you. But of course, again, that's about obedience, faith, and trust in God. He has plenty of blessings to go around. So in each of the testimonies, I realized that of the four things that just the Duplantis talked about, most of them did three of them. You know, and it just amazed me. And the reason I say three, because I didn't hear anyone talk about first fruit. You know, but what they did give, amazing. I was just like, my thought process has been very slow. Like, you know, I mean, like, but I got it. My lightning fast mind. It got it, you know? And so one of my favorite testimonies was about this lady. Her name was Gisette Basara. She was of Jamaican descent, and she's very poor, grew up poor and everything, and she had to take care of her mom, all of the bills, and her nieces. and she had gone to college. And of course, you know, you go to college, you have more bills. But she graduated and she, you know, got a job. And one day she was watching a Christian television show, and they started talking about tithing. And she decided to do some research on it, and she said she wanted to know more. After doing her research, she asked God to show her how to tithe, even though she was struggling, living paycheck to paycheck. And God did that for her. And so he showed her how to tithe. And she said in the beginning it was hard, but she did tithe. And all of a sudden she had an increase in clients. See, most people look at it as, oh, someone's gonna bless me with a handful of money. But God blessed her with clients who paid her. And those clients referred more clients, right? So then she got raises and bonuses, okay? So then after she got raises and bonuses, her employer gave her a car. Yes. And I was just like, wow. And so at that point, she decided, you know what? I'm going to double my giving. So she doubled her giving. She bought a house. She paid for both of her nieces to go to college. And she ended up being a lawyer, a real estate broker, and a financial planner. You know, all because she trusted God. And she was a very good money manager. And because she managed the money that God gave her, the little, he just kept giving her more. And the more he gave her, the more she wanted to give to others. And it just became, you know, and like they say, you can't be God's giving. She had the faith and confidence and trust in God that he would take care of all of her needs. So I was thinking about that. And you know how people say things come full circle? I like to think of God's giving as a spiral. Have you ever noticed a spiral? So you start in the middle and it's small. So to me, that's God's blessing right there. He gave it to you. And then you give. And then he gives you more. And then you give more. And then he gives you more. And then you give more. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So it never ends. It just becomes a bigger spiral. And that was just something God put in my head, like this is the way this is. It's not a circle, it's a spiral, because it's just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's never ending. So let's see. So here are some takeaways that I got from studying this lesson, and I hope you were, you know, blessed as well. First, seek God first regarding your giving. Always God first. If you don't do anything else, God first. Blessings come when you put God first. Two, don't give if you feel forced to do so. Don't do it, because God loves a cheerful giver, and if you feel like you're being forced, you're not happy about it. Three, don't give just to receive. Give to be a blessing to someone else. Number four, don't limit your giving. If God has put it on your heart to give more than a tenth, give it. If God has put it on your heart to bless someone else, bless them. If God has put it on your heart to sponsor, you know, someone in another country, do it. Don't put your giving in a box, because God is not in a box. Okay? It takes faith to become a generous giver, and faith that God will provide. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.